You have to purge the halacha base in Truma. Bat Kohen Shenitzek v'Yisrael v'achar kach ha'aklat Truma Mishalemet v'chakren v'ina mishalemet v'chomesh. If a Bat Kohen who gets married to Yisrael and now loses her right to eat Truma, Majesty, are you there? Yes, ma'am. And then she goes in and eats Truma. Since she is Shayechet to Truma still, because in the event of a divorce, she can still go back to Beis Aviha. So therefore, she does not pay the Chomesh. She only pays the Karen, and the Tashlumin of the Karen is not considered to be Truma either, because it's just paying back to the Geneva. Mitata de Srefa, if she's Mizana, she's Chayat Srefa. But if Nis'et Lechad Mikolap Sulim, if she loses her right permanently by becoming a Kalala, by marrying one of the Sulim that she's not allowed to marry, she just says she marries a Kalala or a Nesina or a Mamza, so then she's considered to be the equivalent of a Zora. And therefore she would be Mishalemus Karen Vachomish, and she would be like anybody else Mikotat Vachenek. So Rachamim Omrim, Rachamim say, doesn't matter. Either event, she pays Karen and not Chomesh, and in either case, Mitata Disrefa. They have two, we'll see more why, but they have two different criteria when it comes to defining Bas Ish Kohen in terms of Erki of Misa. Doesn't matter whether she's a Chalal. When it comes to defining whether she has a right to Truma, they go only according to her current right in Achivas Truma. Abar Shilas Banav Kitanim, Ves Avadav Ben Gidolim Ben Kitanim. Somebody who feeds his children that are not responsible on their own, or his avodim, who anyway have no money of their own, or someone who is oko truma kutvar, or someone who eats less mikazayas a truma, but it's worth more than a pruta, mishalem is a keren, vina mishalem is a chomish, because in all of these cases, you are the equivalent of a mazik of truma, but not an ochal of truma, so you merely have to pay. But in this case, a tashlum is chulin, it's not that it's v'natan l'koyin et ha-kodesh, but it's not in return for akiva, and therefore in rasak and limcholo mochel, since it's not a din in giving truma, the coin can also be mochel because it's purely a civil penalty. Zerklal kol mishalim keren v'chomesh hatashlumim truma. In any case where you do have to pay a chomesh, so then the payment is going to become truma, and therefore in rasak and limcholo mochel, the coin can't be mochel because it's a din minatera that you have to give truma. But kol mishalim at a keren ve'ena mishalim at a chomesh, where there's no chiyuv of chomesh, there's a tashlumim or chulin. And because of that, he must start handling chol, mochel, because all we need is to be yotzei the chiyuv of the gezeila, and the chiyuv of gezeila is purely civil. Kafi matnisa. The Mishnah, of course, does not mean that he suffered the treifa for eating truma. It's a little bit strange. And the Mitzvah of Reifa has to do with Zinut. You know, it says that. So what it should say in the Mishnah is Zinta, if she would be Mizana, Mitzvah of Reifa. Nothing to do with the first part about the Truma. My time at Rabbi Meir, where does Rabbi Meir come off saying that she would lose her Chiyuv of Reifa if she marries a Tzula, but apostle rather, but not lose her chiyuv of reifa if she marries a czar. So she learns it from the pasuk. It says, "Ki techel liznot." It says over there, "Ki techel liznot beis avia." So there we say beis yisareif. It's just a beis avia. She's mechalal. That means at shiruuya lachzar lebeis avia. It should say not sheina. That one who could be the beis avia, she has this din of Sreifa. But, so that means what? Only if she's Nisus L'Kasher. But she ain't a Ru'ya, if she would not be Ru'ya Lazarola Beis Aviha, then, of course, and she wouldn't be Chayeva. In which case, if she went ahead and she married a Kasher, Nisus L'Kasher Vizinta, she had a Ru'ya Lazarola Beis Aviha. And therefore, and he says that's what we find, whether she's chayeva as chenet or whether she's chayeva as right? So now the problem is, in any event, from the moment that she's zinta, as the Gemara, So is she Ruya? There is Zinta, you're saying now. Misefa Kasha is fine, but Zinta? Have a real girl of Beit Aviyah? Can she in fact return to Beit Aviyah now that she was Mizana? If she was Mizana, then by definition, that's worse than being, that's Misefa Kasha. She married someone who wasn't her husband. So why then should it be Misefa? My Kidon, so how does that work? Ki Techel is not. No. Of course the znut itself fathers her. But what it's saying is ki techel is not, meaning that the chal, right, the chalolus comes from the znut. But up until that time she wasn't mechulalus. Mashenkin, if she was married to a apostle, well, she was mechulalus from before. And that's not ki techel is not. Beautiful drush and apostle. So that the znut should be only beginning now. Hashenkin, in the case where she was married to a person, the Zeus began, so to speak, before. V'lo chilulah machmat nisuin. My time at the Rabbonim, why the Rabbonim say that she's chayev l'tzreifa even if she is chula? They say, it says, bat ish kohen. Is she the daughter or is she not the daughter of a kohen? That's all that counts. Mikol makom. Even if she marries a person, she's still a bat ish kohen, isn't she? So her's not making it dependent on her status as a kuna, it's making it dependent on her father. Her father's a kohen. So me'ata, if that's the case, hafilu chalala mi'akuna, let's say if she was a chalala, meaning that her father had married someone who was posel and had been mekalal her. So do we say there too, she is chayevet srefa? And she would be a bat ish kohen l'chora. Tana Rebkinan Abar Papa, Kamed Rebbe Zeir and Rebbe Yishmael. No, because it also says it's aviyah hi mechalelet, that the reason the Torah is offering for the Chiyuv HaTzreif is because she's being mechalo, she is the one who's being mechalo the father, which means that pilulah comes from her. Veloshe pilulah machmat aviyah. Over here the mashmaut is she is now going out and being mechalal the kuhuna through this znut. Mashenkin, over here, she was mechulalet from her father. How do you say it's a via mechalalet, just the opposite? The father is mechalal her? Omer v'chamina, shone ani al Rabbi Yishmael, that afilu chalala mikuhuna. I learn in Rabbi Yishmael that even if she was mechulalet from the kahuna, she still is mechayevet sreifa because she is a bas kohen. But Amina, Rebbe Eliezer mechayev a Karen b'chomish, he said, and Rebbe Yoshua is poter. Later on, we'll see that in case where a kohen finds out that he's a ben gurusha ben chalutza in the middle of eating truma, we have a machlokas, according to Rabbi Yehuda Yisrael and Karen Vachomich. And it says that Rabbi Yeshua is potter. You see that even if the guy himself is a chalal, he's potter. So over here, where she, if she herself became a chulalat by marrying one of the two, for sure, he should be potter. Now we're saying that this argues on such a central idea. Is that what you're saying? Haviboy Neima, Ma Pligin Bechomish. Now, the Talmidim wanted to say, well, maybe the whole machlokas over here is that when it comes to the Chomish. Avu Bekeren, Af Rabbi Yoshua Moda. Yoshua is not saying, he's just saying that he's not considered, Cholol is not considered to be a czar, to be Mokuyev, the dinim of paying for Truma. In other words, for Keren and Chomish to become Truma. But certainly he has no skirt in the truman. He would have to pay for the geneva. In which case, ma'apaligim l'shavar. The machlokas over here, when he says potter, is only b'di'avar. Right? In other words, what it is that he ate before he knew that he became a ben gurusha ben chalutza. Since at that time he didn't know, so he was eating what he thought was a mitzvah. It's like a Torah b'dvar mitzvah. The Torah b'dvar mitzvah is potter. But that's only because he thought he was a kohen the whole time. He suddenly finds out he's a ben gurusha ben chalutza. What he ate up until now, he doesn't have to pay. Avalabam, when it comes now to eating something from this point on, after Rabbi Yoshua Moda, that he would be chayev even chomesh. So a kohen is certainly like a czar. And there's absolutely no machlokas over here, Rabbi Yeshua. The idea over here revolved around Torah v'dvar mitzvah. It had nothing to do with whether a zar has the din of a kohen. Lo speak with shalem. How about in the Mishnah where it says that somebody who pays, who gives food of truma to his eved? It says over there that the master pays the keren. How about if he didn't pay before the time of the shichur of the eved? So he speak with shalem. Achenishtachrer. But over there, no take. In that case, he would have to indeed pay keren v'chomesh because now he has his own money, right? So it's his responsibility. So are you lo nechassim shein l'rav or reshut behen at this point? If he owns the custom somebody gave him, amenas shein l'rav or reshut behen, but that was part of his shichur, and he gives those things. Hey chavina, so how would it be in a case Reuven shegazal mishima? Now, Reuven became chayev only out the din of gezeila because he never ate it. Levi became chayev in terms of the din of actual achilas truma, right? So now, the question is, if he pays back the kohen, when Levi goes in and eats it, he needs to pay back now keren v'chomesh. So what about Shimon, who stole it? Was he yotzi de gezeila? So now, I mean, Reuven stole from Shimon. Was Reuven yotze his chiyuv of gezeila because Levi had paid back the truma? Or can Shimon say, look, that was the new mitzvah d'oraisa to pay truma. You still owe me for the gezeila. What? I have no asik with Levi. That's a separate issue. I want to know whether you were yotze the gezeila or not.
The kohen,
now
what about Shimon? Shimon
the Kohen is out his truma. He got the truma. Yeah, but he got his truma from Levi, but for another reason. So he's signing, well, what about the gezeila? You still want the gezeila, right? That's a problem. Tafut and Rabbi Chiya and Rav. This is a machlokas between Rabbi Chiya, Rav and Rabbi Yana. This falgun, because the machlokas goes like this. Gazal ma'aparato shows that somebody steals a guy smoking jacket. Natan was there, and he goes ahead, and he gives it to a third party. So Rabbi Lazar b'shem Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi says, motzi'im min harishon, ve'in motzi'im min hasheni. If there's no longer, obviously if the ma'aforet is here, we take the ma'aforet back, but if there's no longer the gezeila, so then what do we do? So he says that from the time that the guy stole the coat, so he was the one that was responsible for it, right? So therefore, we can't take it from the second guy who is not a Goslin. He, as far as he was concerned, it came to him with a Shinei Rishus, and it's not his responsibility. Whereas Rabbi Yanai says, as Rabbi Yudah says, B'shem Rabbi Yanai, Ap Motim and Hasheni, since it was before Yush. So now that's another act of gezeila when he takes, even though it's obviously a shoget, right? So now l'chora is dependent in this machloket, right? Because according to Rabbi Chiya, well, you cannot take it from a sheni, so that means that the second guy, in this case Levi, did not have a din of a gazman. So that means when he was paying him, he wasn't paying him back a din of gezeila. They're just stopped. Actually, make sure that have nothing to do with gezeila at all. So Mimela, in this case, he can come now, and Reuven wouldn't be a gezeila because the payment had nothing to do with gezeila. But I can't get it to be hoped that the second guy was also a godman. In this case, Levi rated would be a godman. So then in his tashlum, he was being mishaling for the gezeila also. So l'chor is dependent in that.
But it could be like a double jeopardy?
No. If he's a godman, if Levi is considered to be a godman, then his payment is mostly yidei moving. Right. But if he wasn't a godman,
right,
because you hold that he was paying it already with Shinu Rishus, Yoshi Shinu Rishus, so then the payment that he's paying is not for a gezeila.
Right.
It's not for Truma of the Alma.
For
Achilas Truma.
Which is the total amount anyway.
Plus the Chomesh. Right, but theoretically he could give that to anybody.
Oh, that's
right. Right. So in other words, I'm not b'chuyev al-hir gezeila. So therefore, Reuven is still responsible for the gezeila part. Says he went off. After the Rabba mode, Mikimach Natanalo Levi, yet Abba Yadegizela. Rukriya in this case says the Gemara would also be Moda. Rukriya is only saying you can't collect from the Shani, because the Shani can be dope, and you would say go to the Risha. That's all. But if he pays him, so for sure the Yat Yadegizela. Well, it's certainly included what I took. I'm giving back to you. Why wouldn't that be a Gizela, even if I'm not, technically speaking, a Gosman? Well, this is a rather long participant.